Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
This is the best animated shows ever, so far, where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually. How you doing, MC?
I'm doing all right.
I'm happy to hear it. Did you crack open another cherry Dr. Pepper there right before we started recording?
It's my last one.
Yeah, last. Oh, that's so sad.
But it's also a good thing.
Yeah, got to get away from the soda. It's I didn't know soda for like years, and then I've been drinking soda lately. It's bad. I gotta stop. Gotta break the habit. Although I never stopped drinking energy drinks in that time when I wasn't drinking soda, and I don't think that's any better at all. So yeah, I don't know. We just, you know, you gotta purify your life, right? Like drink more water and stuff.
Yeah,
being healthy is hard. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? I just got excited about that. I like registered the crack of your can after it happened. I was like, wait a minute, that was a can cracking open.
Yep. I normally have alcohol in these times. Well, actually, we normally record a little bit later than we have recently. You've been up attending Atticus at this time, and you found a little area that you can record in, essentially.
The little area being sitting on the floor with the child in my lap. I tried having him next to me. Actually, I have a funny story about that. So I've got this Doctor Who throw blanket that's like, it's my blankie, but my dog is pretty sure that it's his blankie, because every time I put this blanket on my lap, Oliver is like, sweet, time to cuddle. But so before we were getting ready to record, I laid it out on the floor to put Atticus on it. And Oliver went and got a single piece of his food and set it on the blanket. And for a second, I was like, oh, is he trying to share his food with Atticus? That's so cute. And then he started pushing the blanket around because he was trying to bury his food. And I'm pretty sure he was also trying to bury the child at the same time. He's like, no, okay. Get that little kid out of here. I'm just going to bury him in this blanket and then I don't have to deal with him anymore. Weird. Oliver's not totally sold on there being a child yet. He's still a little like, but why are you snuggling with that thing and not me?
Well, I mean, he's probably not used to it, being the one that normally gets snuggled with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was our baby, and now we have an actual baby to be our baby, and he's not the baby anymore, and he's having trouble adjusting to that. But we're not here to talk about my baby or my dog. We're here to talk about DuckTales, season 1, episode 3. I can't think of what it's called. What is it called?
Three Ducks of the Condor.
Three Ducks of the Condor. That's right, MC. But oh, wait, we can't do that yet because the messages.
Hello, my name's Bill. I'm here in the UK doing UK things, not being eaten by giant people.
And I'm Tyler in the US, also not being eaten by giant people. And we host The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast, where we are...
Hold on a second, Tyler. Hold on. There's some weird noises going on outside the door. Let me just go check it out quickly. It's Twitter Troy Titan. My leg. He's eating my leg.
Bill?
No. He's gone. He's eating my bloody leg, Tyler. Troy's eating my f***ing leg.
We're a monthly podcast where we read an arc of the manga a month, try to get Bill caught up. Bill, you want to tell them where they can find us?
What do you want?
Where can people listen to the podcast?
I don't have a clue. He's gonna eat me!
Why are there so many cats in
here? Can I get a new co-host? We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All that's basesfcast. The email's at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are, which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search BaseSFcast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes, but on YouTube. I was going to say, but in video format, but it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos. Anyway, search BaseSFcast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button? It's
yeah.
It's just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean. And we're back.
We are back indeed. Peek behind the curtain, folks. We are recording this. Listen, MC and I don't record face-to-face. He's in Australia. Listen to him. You can hear it. And I'm clearly in America. Listen to me. You can hear it. So we don't record this in person. We record it on the internet. But normally we have a video chat going. And this is the first time we don't have a video chat, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the first time that we don't actually see each other as we record.
It is a little weird. We're using different software on the back end. And this software doesn't have video chat. I think it's fine, but it definitely is a little bit weird because I keep looking, like, when I make a dumb joke, I want MC to make a face at me like, you dummy, why'd you make that dumb joke? But I can't see that face. I can hear it, though. I can hear it in your voice, MC.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Fair enough.
Three Decks of the Condor is Season 1, Episode 3. It premiered on November 11th, 1987. And in this one, we're continuing the quest of the treasure of the Golden Suns, and Scrooge is like he's off to find more of the gold. I don't remember. Is it that he talks to the coin collector and the coin collector knows where the other coin is?
Yes.
Okay. I have so many questions about that, but we'll get to it. But that's not where things start off, is it?
No. They're hosting interviews for a nanny.
Mm-hmm. Because Scrooge, while he is cheap, he's also like, I can't handle these kids anymore. I need help.
Yeah.
So there's like a whole bunch of ladies all hanging out, waiting to interview for the coveted nanny position of the triplets. And it's going poorly. Like, basically every nanny's just running away. Like, oh god, get away. Because Huey, Dewey, and Louie are awful.
Essentially, he calls for the next one, and the one that's in there goes running off, screaming. And it sort of chases some of them off. And that's actually when we cut in and we see the Scrooge talking to the coin identifier.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my gosh, the legend of the Golden Suns, it must be true because this is the second one of these coins to appear. And Scrooge is like, second one? Dude, I was on a whole ship full of these coins. And the guy's like, oh, well, the second one that exists is in the Andes Mountains. Somewhere in the Andes, there is a guy with another of the Golden Sun coins. And even though Scrooge, I mean, look, he saw the boat sink. Like, he knows where the boat sank. But he's decided to go track down the other guy.
Well, he knows the general area of the boat, yeah.
But the guy who has the coin that lives in the Andes doesn't know where the boat sank, and the boat had the treasure. Or are we to believe that the boat was only, like, a teeny tiny portion of the actual treasure?
Yeah, no, we're led to suppose that it's only a tiny bit of the treasure, and actually that story is revealed further on in this episode and is actually a plot point.
So basically Scrooge is like, I could just go, like, mount an underwater expedition for that sunken boat, but instead I'm going to investigate the history of the coin and see if I can understand more of it first. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But first he has to get what he calls a governess for the triplets. Yeah, and only one's left.
Mm-hmm. And there's two big selling points for her. One is she's the only one left, and two is she doesn't need a paycheck. All she wants is room and board for her and her granddaughter, Whipagale.
Yeah.
It's Whipagale. And Mrs. Beakley. It's like look at this, MC. They're like filling out the cast of the lovable characters that we all remember from DuckTales.
There's actually a bit in this episode that I remember from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bit in the plane right before they land in the Andes.
The bit in the plane right before they land in the Andes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't watch this.
Oh, I. We'll get to that because so we meet Mrs. Beakley and Webby, which is cool, and then we go meet Gyro Gearloose, the inventor, who Scrooge is like, I need a plane that'll land in the Andes, and he's like, oh, I'll make you one that can like latch onto the rocks, but it'll take me all afternoon.
And then we get introduced to another one when they discuss that plane. Gyro explains, oh, there's only one pilot that's gonna ever fly this plane. Walk in, Launchpad McQuack.
Launchpad McQuack, who is in the process of crashing a plane when we first meet him, and has a great line where they're like, you gotta bail out of the plane because it's gonna crash. He's like, Launchpad McQuack, bail out? Never. Your parachutes make me air sick. It's dumb. It's dumb, and I love it.
But he
crashes it, and they're all like, oh, rest in peace, Launchpad McQuack. We hardly knew ye.
And he just walks out.
He just walks away from the crash planes, fire, explosions. He's cool. He's good.
And then Scrooge is all hesitant about it because of him now. And he says, oh, don't worry. And then he immediately explains, I can crash anything that has wings.
That's so good. Launchpad McQuack is like, he's so confident. And his confidence is accurate because he doesn't say he can fly anything with wings. He knows he's a bad pilot. He's like, no, I'll crash it. But if you need a guy to crash a plane, here I am. I'm your guy.
And then as soon as that sort of scene's done, we cut back to Scrooge and the triplets and him being like, oh, I'm headed off on an adventure, but you boys got to stay at home this time with Mrs. Beakley. And
yeah, that bummed me out. I'm like, aw, take the triplets on the adventure with you.
And they're like, okay. And then Scrooge gets a letter, and they discover that Donald has a 3-day pass, and he's in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So Scrooge says that they're going to go pick up Donald. So they're not just upset about not going on the adventure, but also not seeing their other uncle.
Yeah, poor kids.
And then
I thought for sure they were gonna like smuggle themselves aboard, but nope, they just that's it for them in this episode.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Pretty much.
The rest of the episode is Scrooge, Donald, and Launchpad on an adventure.
But yeah, they're all upset and they turn their back on him when he asks for a hug. And he's like, oh, maybe next time. Love you, boys. And then gets on the plane.
Mm-hmm. And then they go scoop up Donald for his shore leave rather than like meeting him somewhere. They literally fly their plane down and scoop him up off the deck of the aircraft carrier.
After he's taken a picture, made his lieutenant fall on his back and then knocked over all his papers. Mm-hmm. They just sort of swoop in and take him out the second that he goes on leave.
Which then we get one of the best lines, which is they scoop him up and he starts yelling about being scooped up and Launchpad goes, what's wrong with his voice? Did I grab him by the throat? And then the whole rest of the episode, there's this running gag of like in universe, people can't understand Donald. It's not just us humans that can't understand him. Even other waterfowl are like, what's he saying? I like it. And then we get your senior talking about where they're flying in to land the plane.
Yeah, I actually remember seeing this scene as a kid and thinking it was stupid then.
Well, what happens is first we see Donald saying, I can't watch. Maybe it's Scrooge first. I don't know. Scrooge and Donald are both like, I can't watch. And the other one's like, me neither. And then Launchpad is like, me neither. And then Launchpad, you're a pilot. You can't cover your eyes. You gotta watch.
It's Scrooge, Donald, and then Launchpad. But that scene's really silly. And I just remember it as a kid. And then plane is hanging on by a thread to this cliff. And Launchpad has one of his best lines in the episode where he's like, it just doesn't feel the same without having your real... Launchpad McQuack landing, and then it falls off the cliff, and he's like, ah, better.
A Launchpad.
And it's not. It's not. not for him. Yeah.
So, Launchpad gets sent off to try and find the plane, while Scrooge and Donald go to investigate this fortress, and inside, there's a bunch of folks who are standing around going, golden sun, golden sun, golden sun. And standing above all of them is a conquistador holding a coin. And apparently, all of these people are like, I don't know, they're such primitives that they're just willing to devote absolute servitude to anyone that holds this quarter. And listen, I talked about how last episode, my worst thing of the episode was how, like, racist caricatures. I'm not even going to get into it with this episode. Suffice to say, it's terrible in that regard. Bad job, DuckTales. Bad job.
All the natives and like the conquistador guy, they've all got terrible accents.
I want to say I called them primitives. That's not me. That's the show calls them.
Yeah,
these primitives. Like it's just not good at all how they handle it. What is good is the conquistador's name is Joaquin. Joaquin Slowly.
Yeah, walking slow. It descended from marching slowly.
But that one doesn't even make any sense because that's not a name. Like,
no.
Joaquin Slowly is funny because Joaquin is a name, but then he talks about his ancestor marching slowly, and it's like, well, you guys, that's not a name. You can't make that joke. It doesn't work when it's not a name, but who cares? Whatever.
So, yeah, the natives sort of like get sent off by this he calls himself a sun priest.
We call them something other than natives, like I don't know, the oppressed people, I guess they are the native people. It's just I don't know, it feels weird.
They get sent chasing after the ducks, and during the chase Donald gets knocked over the head with the walking stick from Scrooge, and then the coin falls out of Scrooge's pocket and everyone bows to him because...
Yeah, they're like, oh, gold sun, you're our god, gold sun. And then Joaquin's like, no, I'm your god, I have a gold sun coin. And Scrooge is like, I have one too. And he's like, oh, a fellow priest of the gold sun.
And... Well, actually, he's kind of hostile still, but it's
just awful.
for now.
So then we get his villainous monologue where he tells us the backstory, which is that his ancestor found a bunch of treasure.
First we get the scene with Launchpad finding the plane crashed in the building and being like, lucky nobody's home, and then a crowd behind him and him looking panicked, and then the monologue.
All right. So the monologue is, here's what happened. Marching slowly, his ancestor and another guy found a bunch of treasure, and they took it to the ship, and then the ship sailed away and left them there. And oh no, they got left behind. And all he had left was a single gold coin and a map to where the valley was with all the treasure. But he and his friend split the map in two, and one of them took it, and he sailed the ocean and died. And then probably, and then Joaquin found, no, wait, Martian slowly found this group of cave people, and they were like, gold sun coin, you're our stupid god now. And so then the slowly family has stayed here forever with their single gold coin because it gives them ultimate power over these people that they are taking extreme advantage of in a way that makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and as soon as like that whole story ends, it's that they start yelling at the guy, and Donald hits him for some reason.
He punches him in the breastplate. This guy, he's a conquistador. He's wearing a metal breastplate, and Donald punches him in the breastplate. Not a good
one. And then he knocks over all the busts that are on top of this fort or whatever, and then Donald gets sent away to help Launchpad by Scrooge because he's messing up his deal.
Yep. Launchpad has been captured by a bunch of these guys, and they're like, we're gonna throw you off this cliff and you gotta fly. And Launchpad's like, listen, I know I look like a bird, but I can't actually fly. And they're like, oh, no, my friend. You're not going to fly yourself with your tiny little duck wings. You're going to fly this big condor. Look at this big bird. You're going to ride on the back of it like we're in Avatar, the last airbender. Wait, no, the other Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar. You're going to fly on the back of this bird. Look at this big bird. You're going to be a bird riding a bird.
And then he rides the bird. It goes not so well. He gets flung off and bounces back onto the back of the bird at one point. After Donald takes a photo, and then because it blinded him, he was able to control the bird by covering up its eyes. It was really weird, the logic behind all that. But he starts flying the bird, and he crashes it up on the top of the fort in the middle of the negotiations. And that frustrates Walking Phoenix, not Phoenix. Slowly, walking slowly. He gets all flustered because everyone's worshipping Launchpad for flying the condor. And
they're like, Launchpad's a stupid god because he flew a condor, and Scrooge's a stupid god because he's got a gold coin. And Joaquin's like, I'm tired of sharing my stupid god title with all of y'all. I don't want to be stupid co-gods. I want to be my own god all by myself. So he's like, listen, I'll trade you. Fine. You take the other half of the stupid map, I'll take the stupid gold coin, and you guys get your stupid selves out of stupid here.
Yeah, and Scrooge is like, I don't trust him. Get the plane ready. And Launchpad's like, I've got an idea, thinking about the condors, but I don't know how we're going to take off. And then Donald's like, I got that. And Launchpad's like, oh my god, I'm starting to understand him.
I understood the stupid duck. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Listen.
But
the plane is now, it flaps its wings. That's what they do. That's the big change.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is they at midday they do the changeover. That they like, he gets handed the map, and then Scrooge hands him the coin. As soon as he gets the coin, he tries to double cross him immediately. So
yeah, because of course, look at this. I got both gold coins. I'm your god again, and you should go get that imposter guy and bring me back my map if you could.
Yeah, and then of course, Scrooge is running to the plane. They jump in. Do you want to talk about how Donald set up for them to take off and what happened there?
Because how Donald set for them to take off. I mean, they push it off a cliff. Like, they don't take off, they fall.
He ties a boulder to the front of it with a rope that he has to throw off, and he gets left behind.
I think there must have been some plan he had where he was supposed to get on. I'm rewatching that scene right now because I'm like, wait. He pulls the boulder off and then he just runs to the side. He waves. He waves goodbye to them.
Yeah, essentially he's just left and he's like, you forgot Donald. And he's like, okay, we'll go back for him. And he gets picked up by a condor and madness ensues.
Yeah, like, you get this whole chase scene where there's the big flappy plane bird and then all of the people on the real birds doing the Avatar thing, and the plane bird's got a big claw sticking out of its mouth, and eventually they steal Donald back, and somehow the conquistador loses his coins.
So one of the condor... So after the big chase scene and they get Donald back... essentially, one of the massive birds with its rider falls into him and the coins get knocked out and they roll off the cliff.
And immediately all the people are like, oh, never mind. We're not going to do what you say anymore. We're no longer your crazy cult. Which, like, so I feel like this episode would be greatly improved if they were like, hey, the coin has hypnotic powers. But I don't think that that's the case. I think it's just the episode's like, these people are so dumb that they'll think that this guy's a god just because he has a coin, which is what makes it so problematic. If the coin was just hypnotic, then it wouldn't be nearly as much of a problem.
But they're flying, and Scrooge explains that he's going off by himself, floating through the currents to find the other side of the map. Mm-hmm. And they've got to get Donald back to the Navy as well. Or he keeps doing like a hanging motion whenever he says if he's late back.
Yeah, the Navy's got brutal rules about tardiness, apparently.
When it cuts back to the lieutenant, it's just like, he'll be on kitchen duty for the next month. Like, yeah, it's really not that severe.
He really wants Donald to be late because he wants to give him KP. But fortunately, they land, or not land, they drop Donald off just in time by crashing the condor once again.
Yeah. And Scrooge is just on a dinghy somewhere in the middle of the ocean. And Launchpad's supposed to bring the supplies to him because he has, I guess, a tracking device.
Yeah. So Scrooge is going out. He's just going to follow the current of the ocean to try to find the guy that got lost at sea. But he's got tech with him, so that Launchpad will be able to go find him later on.
Yeah, that's what we end on. It's to be continued, and it's just Scrooge on a raft with some hat on and a sail, I guess, in the dinghy. But I think I'm actually probably going to watch the next episode and a few more of these, like finish at least this story arc.
Yeah, I started watching the next episode right before we recorded. Actually, I haven't finished it yet, but it is weird doing these ones that have multi-episode stories to start the show because we've only gotten 3/5 of the story. But that is our charge in this mission. To watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever eventually. So that's all we've got for DuckTales. Before we head into some messages and ranking the show, though, let's do our best and worst. Worst first, MC, what's your worst thing?
Definitely the racist undertones.
Yeah. There's a lot of the racist undertones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just gotten worse from the last episode. I hope that's not something that continues in this show. Actually, I know it doesn't. the next episode, there's a thing where they're in a frozen place, and they're like, I wonder what the natives look like. Maybe they're popsicles. And it's like, just don't say words. My worst thing is when Launchpad and Donald Duck crash their plane into the aircraft carrier, Launchpad says, hey, line up, Lieutenant. Can't you see he just flew in from the Andes? And Donald says, and boy, are my arms tired.
He sure does.
Because it's like that stand-up, the hack stand-up comedian joke of, I just flew from wherever, my arms tired. But his arms are actually tired because he had to row the plane. So his arms are actually tired because he did have to do things. And yep. It was dumb. I hated that joke so much. It made me angry. Irrationally angry. On the other hand, my best thing is Launchpad and the greater cast of DuckTales in general. I love how much gets introduced in this episode with Webbygel and the Governess and Gyro and Launchpad. Like, all these characters that are so cool and such a big part of the show all get introduced at once here. But most specifically, I have to say Launchpad, because my favorite thing to happen from DuckTales is Darkwing Duck, and Launchpad in Darkwing Duck is the best. Even though the voice actor who played Darkwing Duck, it turns out, is a creepy sex weirdo who abused his wife, so that's not cool, and makes me a little hesitant to rewatch Darkwing Duck, but that show's still really good. And the fact that Launchpad gets introduced here is my best thing.
Yeah, Launchpad's probably the... Oh, actually, my favorite thing about this episode is they brought Donald back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... We'll keep getting to see little bits and pieces of Donald, and I like the whole family interacting. It's great. It's just, you know, family fun.
I don't remember Donald being a big part of this show.
Neither do I. Kid,
so I'm not sure how often that happens. But I know in the new show, in the 2017 DuckTales, I'm pretty sure Donald's just a regular part of the cast. Which is cool. I like the bigger group. It's neat. I think that wraps up this episode, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
MC, let's check our mailbox. Okay, grab some water, and then we'll check our mailbox. Wait.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Mmm. Yeah, that wild cherry sparkling water. Ooh. Get crazy. MC, we got some thoughts about DuckTales from some friends over on Reddit that I wanted to share with you. People love DuckTales. That's what I've learned. First of all, I got to give a huge shout out to Fuzzy Chrysalis on Reddit, because they shared a lot, and I apologize, Fuzzy Chrysalis, but you shared way too much for me to read all of it on the show. But I do want to hear, I do want to read a little bit of what they shared with us. So they say, Scrooge is one of my all-time favorite cartoon characters. Not many kids' shows star a senior. Scrooge inspires travel and a desire to learn more about the world, even though the cartoon has a load of inaccuracies. His adventures, often shared with his family, are a soothing and entertaining means of escapism when you're stuck in a rut. I especially love how he is a reminder that you can have and be close with your family without having children of your own. And Scrooge is not perfect, either. He has moments of weakness, cynicism, and senseless negativity, but even the best of us have our own moments, and Scrooge is able to come around and learn from his mistakes. I really like that.
Yeah.
And that's really good.
I pretty much agree with all of that. That's all in the show.
Yeah, and it is interesting because he does start as like they said, such a cynical character. And man, those kids come into his lives really lighten him up, which I think is super good. Another thought from go ahead.
So I actually went and watched more of DuckTales because, well, it's DuckTales, and you start watching it, and you can't stop. Yeah, DuckTales, woohoo. So yeah, it's one of those things where you watched one or two episodes, and the next thing you know, you've watched about 10 episodes. It happens. I really enjoyed the show. I might just, like, every now and then just put it on. Yeah, I actually
it's an easy
need...
one to have on. Like, it's just kind of pleasant. It's like a warm sweater.
Yeah. The only problem is I need to go back to the episode one, because the ones we watched are the original, like, start of the series, and I watched the whole five-parter. I ended up watching 10 episodes after that. I just wanted to finish off, like, the arc that we were watching, because where we finished up, it wasn't the end of that arc. And I know there was a comment asking us to do the whole 5 episodes. I did. It just didn't factor into how it ranked or anything else.
I watched the rest of that 5 episodes, and then based on a couple people recommended shows for us, or episodes for us to watch, and one that came up was Duck to the Future, which I love Back to the Future, so I decided to check it out. And it's dark, man. It's like Scrooge goes to the future, and the twins are all money grubbing people, and he hates it, and it's weird. It's weird. I want to get to some more comments here, so let's see. Voyager 106 talks about how they said they never got into the comics, but they always enjoyed Scrooge's appearances in various media prior to DuckTales, particularly Mickey's Christmas Carol. They say, I love watching anything with Scrooge in it, and I was so excited on our last visit to Walt Disney World that they had Scrooge and Launchpad available for meets. Seeing Launchpad was cool, but getting to meet Scrooge was just everything. And then Fuzzy Chrysalis responds saying that they got to meet him too, and said, it was the best hug ever, but it's a good thing the mascots don't talk. If he'd said, call me uncle, I'd have started sobbing. I love it. I love this so much. It's so wholesome and sweet. However, I'm sorry, Voyager 106 and Fuzzy Chrysalis, you're both wrong, because meeting the mascot of Launchpad would be the coolest thing ever. I would be so excited to meet the mascot of Launchpad. Like, can we go on an adventure right now, please? Let's go.
Can you please crash any vehicle right now? Please, just for me.
Let's see, another thought here. Fuzzy Chrysalis again shared a this long drawn out joke where the kids, he's talking, Scrooge's talking about a lost relic, and the kids keep thinking it's a lost relish, and they keep calling it relish instead of relic, and it goes on and on and on. And then at one point he goes, I found a lost relic, and it is relish, and he's holding a jar of relish, but it's like a background thing that happens, so it's like this long build up for a background joke. And then Joe Top Hat says, that was one of my favorites too. I laughed at how casual Scrooge was when he came away with all that just for a jar of relish. And then he shares another joke. I assume Joe Top Hat is a he, excuse me. They share another joke saying, another great joke they did was at the end of the episode, Scroogerello. Scrooge had just recovered from a bad cold and he wanted to celebrate. So he announces that he'll take everyone to the finest hamburger stand in Duckburg. Webby asks, can we order fries? To which Scrooge replies, you can even order hamburgers. And everyone got excited. What do they normally get at the hamburger stand?
Drinks? Water?
That's what Fuzzy Crystal said. Probably water. let's see. I'm just checking if there's any other ones I wanted to call out here. Joe Top Hat listed a bunch of characters that they love. So they talked about Scrooge, which we've already heard. For Launchpad, they say, a pilot who always crashes? What's not to love? He's adventurous as Scrooge, but unlike him, Launchpad isn't motivated by profit. He just loves adventure. Launchpad is an idiot, but when the chips are down, he is someone you can depend on. It's understandable why Scrooge keeps hiring him. Launchpad is dumb enough to go on dangerous missions, and he's cheap. And then they talk about Fenton / Gizmo Duck. Some fans see Fenton's inclusion as a jump the shark moment, but I always thought he made a great addition to the show. What I love about him is that he hated his life and dreamed of being more than he is. Who hasn't felt like that? Fenton always tries to improve himself, whether it's becoming Scrooge's accountant, a superhero, or getting a girlfriend. Like Launchpad, he's not too bright, but he tries to learn. Plus, I find it hilarious that Fenton is Gizmo Duck and works for the richest duck in the world, yet he lives in a trailer with his mom. And then finally, we've got some comments from Studio Marvin, who talks about seeing the movie version of the show, the Treasure of the Lost Lamp, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Which is what I remember most. Like, Becky and I watched that a couple years ago, and like, I remember that so well. It's so good. Let me check. I wanted to see. There was something. Oh, here it is. He calls out an episode called Armstrong, an episode where a robot threatens Launchpad's job. And when he loses a race against him and thinks everyone likes the robot better, he's heartbroken. And it's terrible because most of the time he's so cool-headed and doesn't really seem to mind all the criticism people put on him for his tendency to crash all the time. That just makes me so sad. Like, and I assume that episode has a happy ending, but Studio Marvin doesn't share the happy ending with us here. They're just like, this one time, aww, a robot beat Launchpad, yeah, and he was real depressed about it. And I just read that and was like, oh man, that's such a bummer. Aww. And then finally from Studio Marvin, and then we have one more
especially
thing.
Especially since Launchpad is such a great character. Oh.
Yeah, right? They say, I know that nowadays the show is dated in many respects, and that these scenes wouldn't have been that powerful had I watched them, had I watched them recently as an adult instead of as a child, but I think much of the original series will always hold up and work for even to this day, which I agree. I think that it still holds up pretty dang well, even as an adult, but definitely, like, for kids, like, you could show this to a kid now and they would be totally engrossed with it just as much as we were as kids. So that's all the positive stuff I'm saying.
I completely agree. I loved the show as a kid. As an adult, I went to sit down to watch two episodes. I ended up like 12 episodes in. I was like, I'm still watching it.
Yeah, it's easy to get into. There's a little bit of a dark side to the world of DuckTales, though, which is the last thing I want to share from our mail here. It starts with a comment from Fuzzy Chrysalis, who says, it's always annoyed me that Duckworth's name is not Dogworth, which I think we commented, like, why is his name Duckworth when he's a dog?
Yeah.
He's the butler. So
we found out why.
Yeah. Tyler did some digging for us over on our Discord channel, which, hey, if you want to join our Discord and talk about the shows you're watching, go to probablywork.com. I assume there's a link there. If there's not, hey, Tyler, you should go put a link to our Discord on probablywork.com. He says, finally listening to your DuckTales episodes. So Duckworth is sort of a racist name for a dog family to have. I believe that in a duck blur, they did a deep dive on this. But basically, in the duck world, ducks are the superior race and all other animals are beneath them. Duckworth implies that he's worth as much as a duck, like he's an honorary duck. And he says, I believe it goes ducks on top, then geese, then other birds, a big drop to pigs, and on the bottom are dogs. Dude, I did not realize that there was, like, a racial caste system in the world of DuckTales. But now that he's pointed it out, it makes sense. It's all there.
Yeah. It you kind of see it in some of the other episodes. Like,
I mean, the Beagle Boys, right? Like,
yeah. And you see some of the, like, a lot of the working class.
Mm-hmm.
Like dogs,
whereas the proletariat is all dogs. Yeah. And the elite are all ducks.
I'm just pretty like sure the cops are pigs. I'm pretty sure that the cops are pigs. I
just want it on record in case there's a weird delay there. I said just like it in real life before MC said I'm pretty sure the cops are pigs. That's not what I said. That's not what I was getting at. I was just making a dumb joke about ducks and dogs. That's it. Should we get out of here, MC?
Yeah. Let's get back to us finding out what we're going to be watching next.
And putting this show on the big list.
Ah, yes, and putting this show on the big list. Stay tuned to see where it ends up.
You don't have to, it's just right now. Like, I'm probably going to overlap my audio with my audio now, and it's going to be atrocious. So I won't do that. Anyway, I'm going to cut this. Goodbye. Cute.
All right, MC. It's time. It's time to look at the list, which if I was smart, I would have opened up before I said it's time to look at the list. But I didn't, so instead I've opened it up now. And the list is currently... Number one, Batman the Animated Series, followed by My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball, Gargoyles, X-Men, Attack on Titan, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Castlevania, Pokemon Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World is in the number 10 spot, Food Wars, Mob Psycho 100, Star Trek the Animated Series, Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Canor, Dungeons and Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, Biker Mice from Mars, and The Legend of Zelda. Let's look at the 10th spot first. Do we think this is in the top 10 or
not? Oh,
in the
yeah.
top 10? It's in the top 10?
Yeah.
All right, get out of here, all you other ones. So let's look at like the middle of the pack. We've got Gargoyles, X-Men, Attack on Titan, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a lot of those action shows, some new, some old. Right below that, Castlevania. Ooh. Right above that, Dragon Ball.
See, here's the thing. I'm thinking between X-Men and Castlevania.
Somewhere in that range?
Yeah. I don't know if it's better than Turtles or not. Or Attack on Titan, but it's really close.
You know,
I definitely think it's above Castlevania, but...
Okay, yeah, I think Turtles is probably a good balance point for it because it's got kind of that blend of action and comedy and nostalgia. Yeah. It's kind of, it's working with the same ingredients there. Is it better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? You know what? If I was going to watch more right now, I think I'd watch more DuckTales.
Here's the thing. I would also watch more DuckTales, but that's because I remember more of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid. Is that a positive or a negative?
Like, the reason you wouldn't be inclined to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is because you've already watched it and you remember it.
Yeah, like, I've seen it multiple times. Whereas DuckTales, I remember seeing bits and pieces, like episodes, but I didn't realize they had, like, whole arcs in this show. Like, these first five episodes. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
You know what? I think it has to go above it because it's just, it's got its hooks in me. Like, I want to go watch more DuckTales. Yeah. This is a fun, easy one to put on. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
DuckTales in the number 7 spot. Cool. And then for our next series, which is going to be our 20th series, MC.
Yeah.
20th series, uninterrupted, never missed a single week except for all of those weeks we missed. For our 20th series, we're going to do a superhero show. Because I'm hoping we're going to have a guest on to talk superheroes with us. I'm not certain that it'll work out, but I'm hoping so. So we need to pick 4 superhero-based shows for this one. The one that was requested by our potential guest that I'm just going to put on the list right away is, you mentioned the Silver Surfer cartoon, so I'm just going to drop that on there. Bam.
Okay, so there's a lot to work with here. Especially if we just consider, like, the 90s DC stuff.
Yeah, you know, we've covered Batman the Animated Series, so the next in the DC animated universe would be Superman. We could put that on there.
Yeah, put the Superman on there for sure. I like that. Yeah.
Let's grab another Marvel pick. Does it have to be a Spider-Man show?
Ooh, but which one?
You know, I don't think you need to do those necessarily in order.
No, but there's always, like, there's, like, 3 different ones from, like, the 90s to, like, 2000s that are all really good.
Hang on, I'm pulling up a list here so we can...
I'm pretty...
speak with authority. Do-do-do. All right, so you've got Spider-Man in 1967. Then you've got Spider-Man again in 1981. Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, also in 1981. What? Spider-Man in 1994 is the one you and I remember most, I think.
Yeah.
Then you've got Spider-Man Unlimited, Spider-Man, yep. The new animated series, The Spectacular Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, and then just Spider-Man. And then, coming in 2021, Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
Yeah, that, see?
There's a lot of Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's a lot of Spider-Man. So, the 94 one is the one that we would remember. So, I want to choose something that's a little bit newer that we might not have seen everything of. There sure. was one... Stupendous Spider-Man or something you were saying?
Spectacular Spider-Man from 2008?
There we go. Yeah.
All right.
Let's try that one.
Spectacular Spider-Man. All right. And then for the last one, back over to DC, we've got to go out of the DC animated universe because we're trying to do those in order.
Yeah.
But you know what's not in the DC animated universe that Troy's only ever seen one episode of that MC has told Troy to watch over and over and over again?
What?
Young Justice.
Yeah. Justice League?
Not Justice League, Young Justice. The one with the
Oh,
kids.
Young Justice. Yeah, that...
Because Justice League is actually in the DC animated universe, but Young Justice is not.
Okay, yeah, the Young Justice. That sounds good.
I watched the Teen Titans Go to the Movies movie the other day, and I didn't like it.
That's the new Go characters or whatever.
Yeah. And it's just I didn't like it.
That animation I don't particularly like. I like the old Teen Titans. That one's pretty good.
Well, so that's the other thing we could do is we could do the Teen Titans show, not Teen Titans Go, but the Teen Titans cartoon. I don't know if anything ever came of it, but at the end of the movie, do you know what happens at the end of Teen Titans Go?
No.
The after credit scene is Teen Titans. Like, not Teen Titans Go, it's Teen Titans. And it's like some static comes on and it's like there's a transmission coming in from another universe. We don't know what's happening. And it's the Teen Titans. And Robin's like, listen, we don't have long, but I think we found a way back. And then it ends.
Oh my god. That sounds great.
And I have no idea if anything... I don't know if that... Like, are they making another season of Teen Titans? I don't know. Have I looked it up? No. Have I even tried to look it up? Not in the slightest. But it's interesting. All right. So, MC, grab a dice. We're going to choose between Silver Surfer, Superman the Animated Series, Spectacular Spider-Man, or Young Justice.
That's one. Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer. Let me pull up our episode list. This is great because this is the one that was suggested to us. Ooh, and it's only 13 episodes. I might just watch the whole show. So the Silver Surfer cartoon, an American-Canadian animated television series, one season in 1998. And the list of episodes, give me some episodes. There we go. Episodes, oh my gosh, MC, it's perfect. It opens with a 3-episode story arc.
Oh, perfect.
Called The Origin of the Silver Surfer.
We got a whole arc.
We can see a whole story for once.
Yay.
Oh, man. I'm excited to watch this. Do you know much about Silver Surfer?
I sort of know his origins and why he does what he does who he does it for, and then... Well, since we're dealing with his origins, I don't really want to discuss all that. Not much else. I don't think about like him outside of like Fantastic Four, essentially.
You know, there's this great podcast. I've talked about him before. The Marvel Movie Podcast, Every Marvel Movie, I think is what it's called. Marvel Movie Pod on Twitter. and they're coming up on watching Fantastic Four and Rise of the Silver Surfer. And I might just have to watch that before we talk about the cartoon. And maybe I can bring that to the table. Because for the longest time, that was the only thing I knew about the Silver Surfer, was that not so great Fantastic Four movie. But we'll be back next week to find out so much more about the Silver Surfer and the origin of the Silver Surfer, which is season one, episode one of Silver Surfer. Take a shot every time we say Silver Surfer.
Oh, no, don't. Don't do, die.
Wait, do, th- no, here's what you do. You speed up the podcast. Every time we say Silver Surfer, you just turn up the speed just a little bit, 1%.
That'd be worse for me because I'm already listening at this at 3x speed.
Hey, yeah, listen, a lot of podcasts are going to take a stance and tell you not to listen to their podcast fast because they're like, oh, our art or whatever. Hey, listen to our podcast fast. It's fine. We're not offended. Yeah. When we listen to it, we listen to it fast. It's cool. You listen to our podcast however you want. You want to listen to it fast? That's fine. You want to listen to it slow? That's cool too. I don't know, in a box with a fox, in a bathtub, in a car, wherever you want to listen, however you want to listen, you do you. Just keep listening. Don't change the channel.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
That's it. I figured out how to end an episode. We say the don't change the channel thing.